John Billups is becoming the most frequent guest, and it's, you know, we were just talking, John, about the fact that you know, it's summertime, and summertime sort of like it's like
everybody's busy.
You've got all these other things, and you've got family vacation time, and you've got other things that are being planned at the same time. And typically, you might have conferences that are going on. I know that so many different things to occupy your time. And I think people just want, Bluff Harbor Marina, I'm guessing the boating season has been another gangbuster boating season.
It's been a good year for recreation, I think. I think Big Hollow's had a pretty good year. I know they're pretty full, and their marina's been good, and also Geode is popping. So, you know, it's a good year for local recreation, that's for sure.
And I've noticed that, golf course, you've had, the weather has been just about perfect for just about any of the things you want to do outside.
It really has. The weather's been good. We got a little hot spurt coming at us now, but we've had a couple of hot strokes, but by the most part, it's been pretty pleasant out this year. So, and we haven't had a lot of rain, although it looks like we could use some now. We haven't had a lot of rain or a lot of rainy days, and so there's been a lot of activity outside. It's great to see people out getting about in the city of Burlington.
And it was just at the band concert last night, and I remarked, I can't believe, you know, the weather, typically the weather, typically you've got rain, you've got, you know, mm-hmm. Now it was, you know, it does get humid or whatever. But it was, you know, but we've had the last several weeks have been just incredible weather.
Really, really pleasant.
Not too hot.
Right.
Sunny skies. The symphony concert last weekend was just fantastic, and perfect weather. I mean, perfect weather beats the heck out of everything else, right?
Yes, it does. Knock on a little wood there. I was in Kansas City this weekend. I was on a little family vacation, and I will tell you, it was blast furnace hot. It was 100 degrees out, and the humidity was just horrible. When you open the door, it's like, I think I'll stay inside. But we got out and did, you know, the same thing is true there. You know, people are out and about walking around and getting involved in stuff. So.
Well, and it's, I've got a daughter in Palm Springs, and it's, you know, summertime is not the time to be visiting Palm Springs. Yeah. Summertime's not the time to be visiting Phoenix.
Yes, no doubt.
They've had the Southwest is getting hit. They've been pretty much, it's been a steam bath, and they say that's, part of it is the fact it's hotter now, and more cities are hotter now than they used to be because of climate change. Now, I don't know how much of that is actually true or not.
When my son was stationed in Tucson, you know, their summer was actually, they treated it more like our winter, where they stayed inside because it was just so hot.
Right.
But during the winter months, they were outside and eating outside, barbecuing, that type of thing, because it was a lot more pleasant. So it's just area where you live.
Yeah, and I was remarking, I think, when I was in Palm Springs, I think the last time I was in Palm Springs, played golf, but at a night golf course.
That'd be fun.
Because at night, obviously, you know, during the day, it gets pretty hot.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, no, once the sun goes down, things cool. I mean, they don't cool down a lot, but it's considerably more comfortable to do that. So night golf is something that actually does happen. We're talking, I was just driving back from the band concert last night, and I noticed, you know, it seems that the Harrison Street project has been going on. I don't know if forever isn't exactly the right word, but it's been going on a long time.
It feels like it, right? It feels like it. They're making some progress on it, so you know, hopefully we'll get to that over to Main Street and get done there and then they'll have the intersection at Summer and Harrison to do next. So. I haven't checked on it in the last couple of weeks, but I do know they were pouring some concrete and making their way down the street, so hopefully we'll keep progressing.
And the Jefferson Street project, the Tiger Grant project, how is that going in terms, is that running on time or on schedule?
It's a little bit behind schedule. In Jefferson Street, we have a dilemma. There's the 8th Street crossing there. We're working with BNSF right now. It'll still be a couple weeks before we decide what to do to make sure that intersection is compliant. So for now, it's closed. and they've decided to move on to the 600 and the 500 block of Jefferson. They're going to close off the whole street, leave the sidewalks open. And then once that is done, once the road's done, they'll go back and do the sidewalks. And then they're going to loop back to the rest of 700 block up to the railroad crossing. Now, the reason they have to do that is for semis to have access to the bakery.
Okay.
We have to keep the bakery open and keep those people employed, like we're trying to keep everybody employed. There's another business there that relies on that intersection, or be able to come access it from the north. If the east side is closed off. So we got a little bit of a bump there that we're working through, but it's a little bit behind schedule, but hopefully now that section was going to be the worst around
right.
the railroad, because we have so many restrictions when you're dealing with the rail. Hopefully we'll make some progress and make it up.
Yeah, they pretty much want the trains to keep moving.
Yes, all the time.
Anyway, once you get down to the end, once you do get down to the end, is that when you start moving on Main Street then? Is that right?
Yeah, well, they are working on Main now from Angular to Valley. You'll see they're still working on the eastern side there.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll start seeing them pour some concrete. What they'll do is, I think it's July 25th, we'll probably have Main Street officially closed from Valley to Angular, because they're going to come in with cement trucks, and they're going to pour that from the side all the way all day. They thought they could do that in one day, and then once that's done, they'll start on the west side of Main on that section. The west side should go a little bit quicker. Alliance already done their
right.
their work. The sewer work will be done, and the water, whatever water work should be done. So that should be a lot quicker process.
So doing a street, the biggest difference in terms of speed is that you're doing, when you do a street now, you do the sewer work along. I mean, everything's all done at one. In one big bite, but it takes longer because all of those
right.
different agencies have to work
and,
together.
You know, what we ran into on Main Street is, you know, our city fathers 50 years ago decided, instead of using, you know, there's always changes in construction, and instead
right.
of using just flowable sand to pack around the sewer, they use flowable concrete. Well, we went from doing 120 feet of sewer work a day to 20. Because
okay.
we ran into concrete, we had to bust that out. So you never know what you're going to get when you uncap that. But hopefully the thought is if we do it all at once, we won't have to revisit that project for 30 to 40 years. Now, we'll still have sewer problems from time to time, or a water main bust, but hopefully we won't be tearing up that concrete 1 year from now.
Hopefully
and digging something out. Lion's been in there. They've redone their gas lines. So everybody has done their bit on Main Street. And that's the approach that we've really kind of adopted, as trying to get all the players that might have some utilities there and other things that we want to get done. Let's do it all at once. And so, yes, it's longer and a little more inconvenient because it's longer. But hopefully, we'll realize a better product.
And at the riverfront, the area between the port and the auditorium, is that how long is that?
They're going pretty good. That main area is you can start to see they got the area done in front of the visitor center at the port. Really, the north of the port is pretty well done. We just have some construction trailers there, and they'll probably be there for a while. The water's down, so now, even though it's not related to Tiger Grant, we should be able to see the rest of the riprap work and that sidewalk repaired north dock. And we should see the Schrader docks going in this next week or so. We have to fabricate a couple of pieces to get those in.
Is the splash pad will be off the just outside the river in front of the auditorium, or
right.
on the right side, isn't it?
It's going to be on the northeast corner of
right.
the auditorium, so it'll be right there. I haven't looked at that area to see where they're at, because I think they're doing the splash pad in that particular area, that piece last.
And I know we got Friday Fest that's, I believe, coming up this week. I'm guessing is being done again on the rear side.
That'll be on the south side of the auditorium. So go down there and show up and have a listen to some great music and have a couple of soda pops and have
whatever.
Fun.
Yeah, anyway, it is going on. We were just talking about Notre Dame. And I mean, I said, so what is the Notre Dame development director doing during the summertime? Obviously, you're continuing to work right there.
Yeah,
right?
We're continuing. I kind of inherited the app. And in fact, if anybody wants to know anything about Notre Dame, we have a new phone app. It's everything about Notre Dame in the pocket, in the palm of your hand on your phone. I've been still working on that and the website, and the business office is open because we're enrolling kids. And so we're working in conjunction with them throughout the summer. Also, we're catching up on some of our bookkeeping and the raffle wrap up. And now already we've kicked into God's Portion Day, which will be October 15th. We also work with the other booster groups and stuff on their fundraisers.
Okay, so it's getting prepared for, and you said you're not even sure what day school starts, but I did say you try to keep your calendar pretty much lined up so it goes
right
with Burlington,
right?
Simply because it just makes sense, because if you do that, then it's easier. If there's a school cancellation. It's going to be, you know, we typically say Burlington and Notre Dame.
Yeah,
school,
typically so. We mirror, the public school system, because we do share, the bus with them,
right,
and also the food program. You know, they're our food service provider. So we mirror what they have, but there are times that we're not totally matched up on the schedule, and my schedule basically, as you said, mirrors the school schedule.
So. And you were saying, you know, but I talk about band lessons. I've been telling my wife is going to be teaching, doing band lessons. She's starting this week doing band lessons. You've been doing it, what, since June?
Yeah. Carmen Lochner has been given band lessons since, I think, June 12th all the way through the 21st this month. And then she'll take a little break and we'll hit school running.
And school running, I guess that's a good way, probably a good way to put it. And as far as anything else, we were talking about roads and bridges and things like that. Everything else is, I guess, what in terms of any, is the supply. We've always talked about the supply chain. Is there any supply chain issues you're still facing right now?
Yeah, we've had some. In fact, you'll see, hopefully this week, we'll get some construction or temporary lighting on that west end of Jefferson, because it's really dark down there without the streetlights.
Right.
We're still waiting on the streetlights that we've ordered for Jefferson Street, so we'll have to put some temporary lights up. Typically, you know, it's more the materials that to be able to finish the product, those projects. We're waiting on benches, for instance. We're waiting on stuff. So there's some supply chain issues that way.
Well, and vehicles. We talked about vehicles, trying to get vehicles in. And the fact is, I think you told me you got shut down. I mean, it's like not taking any orders. We're not taking. Yeah.
Well, we did. We had to buy a couple of used vehicles rather than go new, because, one, it was feasible. We didn't have to wait. You know, luckily our local car dealers seem to be doing pretty good on inventory. You drive by there, it looks like they got plenty of cars now. And I know a couple of people bought cars this last week, and they just walked right in, found the car they wanted, and bought it. So hats off to our local dealers there. But on the big, like, fire truck rigs, we have a tender we have ordered, you have to go through a certain source on those, and they're running behind.
So and those are specialty vehicles.
Right.
They're just not. Yeah, you can't go buy a used one. So
no, you can't.
And by the way, on Wednesday, Chad Bird will be on, and he'll also have. McIntyre. I can't think of his last name right now. I've got it written down here.
Actually, McIntyre Walters.
McIntyre Walters, because that's with the Fire Academy, isn't it?
As a recent graduate of the Fire Academy, I think I'm coming in too, Steve, so you can't get away from me. But,
okay, all right.
But, they're looking to fill the class there, and they've expanded that class. And the great thing about that, too, is I like how the Police Academy and the Fire Academy, they always have one of their guys step up to run it. So it's a continual development of leadership, too. So it's fantastic program.
Understanding how it all works and what goes into it. And fire, let's face it, the fire department is usually less about fighting fires than it is right now. It's in emergency services.
It's emergency. And, you know, I would tell any high school, college-age student, if you're not sure what you want to do, hey, take a look at that. Take a look at this class. It gives you a real flavor of what that is all about. And you might find a career.